like open doors, leading you down into my core. Oh, I've become so numb without a soul. My spirit's sleeping somewhere cold until you find me there and make it back home.
Wake me up.
All right, welcome back to Road Warrior Radio, the second hour on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And just real quick, if we're honest about the numbers, it's probably closer to about 7.5 or 8 flights on average every day, 365 days a year, since Blackwater's been involved in this little skirmish over in Afghanistan. It's real, real interesting. I mean, come on. What could possibly be going in or coming out of Afghanistan? It's not funny. It's just horrifying. I mean, come on. We all know what's going on. Please, please don't insult our intelligence. But I just think it's just, wow. Again, you know, the height of hubris for someone to sit there and say, well, you know, we've flown 11,000 missions in and out of Afghanistan. Haven't lost a single diplomat in Iraq. Well, that, let me be the first to clap. What exactly is this cargo? Oh, we can't tell you that. That's classified. It's a matter of national security. Sure. I'm sure that heroin is a matter of national security. Just ask the CIA. Go on Wikipedia. I mean, good grief. I can't believe that we're still having this discussion. Harry Reid and John Benner think that tourists are cattle, and Eric Prince thinks it's great. It's laudable that they've flown 11,000 cargo and passenger missions in and out of Afghanistan. Anyway, I mean, it's surreal. You know, the nickname for the CIA being the cocaine importing agency is not far-fetched, and that's really a nickname that's easily derived even from going to Wikipedia. I mean, that's just, you can even find that information on CIA's own website. Go to the CIA library. That history is all there. They don't even deny it or dispute it. But, you know, we always play this little cognitive dissonance game where, you know, you have to get at least about 20 years behind us before we actually acknowledge that kind of stuff. Because by then we can play the silly FOIA game. Yeah, that all came out in Freedom of Information documents. But, you know, that was 20 years ago. We don't do that anymore. Sure we don't. Of course we don't. We've moved on to bigger and better things by now. Anyway, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, for anyone who hasn't bothered to look lately, and just to remind us, because, you know, I mean, this is what we're up against. I mean, this is, which one is not already installed? Abolition of property and land and application of all rents of land to public purposes, which just means no private ownership of land, and everyone becomes serfs that pay rent like property tax. And it goes to public purposes. A heavy and progressive or graduated income tax. Ooh, that sounds familiar. That's number 2. We'll be right back with the rest right after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life, turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Welcome back. Okay, so into number three, before I do, I guess we lost Flora. It's always a pleasure to hear from Flora in Idaho. And Flora, Liz from Idaho appreciates your sentiments, and she wants you to know that we're hacking at as many roots as we can. So, and that is true. Like I said, there are a number of folks that are doing some amazing things. Like I said, you know, you got Winter Out, the truth seeker of the far north, and people jumping on the bandwagon. It's interesting when you find where the truth is. And I was thinking about this too. This is interesting because, you know, if you go read John 8, this is a discussion that I've been chewing on for a while, and I will get back to the 10 planks. Then I'll move on. I'll burn through the 45, and then we'll get to some other news that, like I said, as I see it, that's interesting, that probably won't be covered, certainly not the same way. If you go to John 8, and you see this discussion that begins to unfold in John 8:31, when Jesus says to the Jews who are believing in him, "If you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And this is ironic. very ironic. I don't mean to do, this isn't supposed to be a Bible study. This is just plain old application. It's interesting because we're into the meaning of words right now. You know what? I keep saying show. I was thinking about that today too. This is not a show. This is a broadcast. Because I'm not showing you anything in the literal sense. Speaking of that, anyway. So, it's ironic. During this broadcast, I do not intend to, you know, give a Bible study or a lecture or anything like that. It's just, it's an interesting play on words. It's interesting as it unfolds, you know. So anyway, Jesus says to the Jews who are believing him, in him, John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, then you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's a four-part conditional statement. So what's their response? What are you, crazy? We're American. We're already free. How is it that you say... But seriously, their answer was, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? That's interesting because apparently they don't even know their own history. They have done some cycles in bondage at this point. And they all know that. But it's the cognitive dissonance we all experience as American. What? What do you mean we're not free, man? Are you crazy? I mean, I got my job and my taxes and my 10 planks and my, oh boy. The list goes on and on. What's interesting is he says, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. And their answer is not the truth. What is the truth? And he goes on, this develops into a kind of a heated discussion. Back and forth. We are the sons of Abraham. He says, if you were the sons of Abraham, then you would believe me because I tell you truly, before Abraham was, I am. Anyway, and they're saying, you know, yeah, what are you saying? You're older than Abraham. Anyway, goes on and on. And finally he says, you know, they're saying our father Abraham, and he says, and, you know, our father God, anyway, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God, for I have not even come on my own initiative, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I'm saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. He says, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Okay, so what's the point? Well, the point of all of that was just to say it's ironic. The truth is this straight thing. It's like an arrow. It's straight. It's as straight as an arrow. And the irony is he says, you know, the truth will make you free. And I say, what are you talking about? And they go crooked. How can you say, you know, it's the irony of that statement. It's ironic. I think it's just completely ironic, and it pertains to this discussion directly. So I don't know. I find it ironic, you know, that we run around banging against that same issue all day long. But anyway, back to the 10 planks, not to get too far off track. The third, of course, is 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Third is abolition of all right of inheritance. Let's go look up the inheritance tax. You know, just right off the top, what exactly is the purpose other than usury and theft of an inheritance tax or an estate tax? Listen, these people have paid taxes in most cases in one fashion or another throughout their entire lives. The only folks that aren't really are the folks that should be, are the folks that came from the discussion last night, you know, in the endowments and the foundations, etc. But, you know, like I keep saying, you know, when it's hacking at the branches, usually we commission a committee to make sure that if there are any loose ends to be tied up, we make sure and we wrap those up just like we did back in the 50s when Norman Dodd was investigating the tax-exempt foundations anyway. And all of them for that matter. I mean, that's what they do. Come on, all the commissions and the committees. That's what it winds up being. Because at this point, as we know, just like I pointed out, how is it behaving? You know, at this point, we know we have a rogue government that is not responsive in any fashion whatsoever to its constituency, the plebs, the chattel, as it's considered. So, it behaves a certain way. Anyway, abolition of all right of inheritance, plank number 4 of the Communist Manifesto, of the 10 planks, confiscation of the property of all emigrants and rebels. And by the way, if you are based on all of the spy bills that have been passed in the last 8 years, if you are a car salesman, you could be declared an enemy combatant. If you propose marriage, you could be declared an enemy combatant. What are you talking about? Well, you're trying to convince someone or persuade someone or change their mind. I know it sounds crazy, but hey, just read the legislation. Pick one. Patriot Act, John Warner Defense, military commissions, or better yet, go to the one that they say is the centerpiece of all of it. What is that? The IRTPA. Remember that? Have you read the IRTPA yet? I thought about that the other day. I got to do a show on the IRTPA. Anyway, number 5, centralization of credit in the hands of the state. Uh-oh, that sounds familiar. By means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly. We need to get rid of that. Yeah, we do. And the Fed. Here comes the IMF riding in on a white horse, just like they did back in 1907 when J.P. Morgan started the rumor that collapsed the country, basically. Centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. Number 6. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? FCC, SEC, that's a little different. Transportation, what's the NTSA, et cetera, et cetera. What else? We could point to the internet, thanks to Al Gore. Extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. If you're not familiar with that part of the discussion, that's number 7, obviously. If you're not familiar with that part of the discussion, I would encourage you to familiarize yourself with Dr. Michael Kaufman's work. Go to takingliberty.us and begin there. That's a great place to start on that line of discussion, and that's probably something I should come back to. I mentioned that I get away from poli-sci for a while. That's a great place to go. Equal liability of all to labor. Yay! It's a right to slave nation. Cool. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. All right, that's number 8. The right to slave nation. We all have, you know, that's what you gotta think of when you see all of this goofy nonsense. You know, everybody's fighting over who can be married and stuff, but everybody doesn't realize they're fighting to be married. You know, I'm not even gonna go down that road, but you know, you're fighting to be married to the administrative slave state by the power vested in me by the slave state of, you know, if you really, anyway, all of it. It's amazing, and all of this is... Anyway, we'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Welcome back once again. You know, I don't want to get too far off task. I need to get into those 45 points. But, you know, I hope you understand what I'm saying. I mean, as an example, I mean, it's crazy how they do this. It's so amazing. I was just trying to think of some of the things that we fight over in this country that they have conditioned us to fight over. What do you mean when you say they? Well, for example, do we all remember that Women's Lib was a Rockefeller agenda to double the taxable wage base, among other things? That's just a fact. In fact, just for fun, I love Wikipedia. Like I said, it's hard to, you know, instead of going to some crazy site or whatever, some underground site, it's sourced. Why not start there? You know, it's in their own memoirs. Abby Rockefeller the eldest and most rebellious daughter. She was drawn to Marxism, was an ardent admirer of Fidel Castro, and briefly joined the Socialist Workers' Party, an environmentalist and ecologist, and an active supporter of the Women's Liberation Movement. Well, that's a disingenuous citation. Yeah. Among other things, it was designed to double the taxable wage base. Where do those taxes go? Remember the Reagan's Blue Ribbon panel of experts? Not one penny goes to the places that you would assume it goes. Where does it go? And the IMF wants more of our labor and our wealth and our blood, sweat, and tears. All of it's not enough, apparently. They want more. So anyway, I that's one of the things that we've been fighting over for decades. You still have women that, you know, I mean, we ought to be past this by now. It's one of those simple discussions. Women's lib, right to slave. Wait a minute. Do you realize all it was a trick, basically, to enslave you? It's like the evolution discussion. You know, that really gained traction when Galton read his cousin Darwin's Origin of Species and said, "Hey, this is a great idea. This frees us from the theological argument that all life is priceless. Human life is priceless." And so guess what? Since this whole evolution discussion frees us from the theological assertion that life is priceless, now we can just run around and say, hey, you're biologically inferior, therefore you must die. It's that simple. And you know what? You will find when you do the homework that you can't seem to separate the eugenics camp from the evolution camp. They're always running in the same camp. Not what do we hear, but how do they behave? Not how should they, or how would they, or what are we told, but how do they behave? Anyway, this is another one of those tricks. So you'd think that we'd get beyond this by now, but anyway. Back to the 10 planks. I just think it's interesting what we fight over in this country, how well they've been able to manipulate mass culture or pop culture. It's really amazing. Just debauching. Which reminds me of Pelletiah Webster's words. When he was remarking about, Pelletiah Webster was the first American economist, and he was very outspoken about the paper money system the early stages of our nation. You know, Pelletiah Webster was the one who said paper money polluted the equity of our laws, turned them into engines of oppression, corrupted the justice of our public administration, destroyed the fortunes of thousands who had confidence in it, enervated the trade, husbandry, and manufacturers of our country, and went far to destroy the morality of our people. You know, that's what you get with paper, including women's lib. It's not good. And then the kids wind up at home and they're a ward of the state finally because, you know, you have this paper money that sounds great, but like Jefferson said, first by inflation, then by deflation, it all comes tumbling down. And that's what they do. They inflate, then they deflate like now and rake the table. Which gets back to communist plank number one. Abolition of property in land, which is an interesting discussion because according to the founders, basically it's not even a discussion. Land is inseparable. It's like, you know, how you take something from itself, basically. That's a different show for a different day. I got to finish these 10 planks and then get on with the show, but another break nonetheless, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Welcome back once again to Road Warrior Radio, and just to get through those 10 planks real quick, the last two. Number 9, combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Haven't we seen that? Like Alan Watt says, 5 or really 1 multinational corporation. Go listen to Derry Brownfield. Owns the agriculture and manufacturing industries, basically, related to that topic. Gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country, urban sprawl, by a more equitable distribution of the population over the country. We've seen that, but you know what? Even that's going to change a little bit. Again, refer back to Dr. Michael Kaufman's research. And last but not least, number 10, free education for all children in public schools. Oh, boy. Yeah. That's I mean, what else can you say? That's a mouthful right there. So anyway, back into the 45 points. If you haven't read those, the current communist goals at the time that Cleon Skousen wrote the book, The Naked Communist, which is the most notable source of the goals listed, the 45 goals, communist goals. Number one, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. U.S. Number two, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Now, when you think of an Obama administration, these things start to, interesting. Number three, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. I just looked at a video where Barack Obama was literally going, it seemed like point for point on these. Again, not to point fingers, everybody's on the same page. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Just, you know, watch C-SPAN one of these days. And just find something that you think came from somewhere in grassroots middle America that found its way onto the congressional floor. It's not going to happen. It's cooked up in these, basically it's cooked up by the military-industrial complex, funneled through the think tanks, finds its way out into Congress through one of their agents, basically, that we vote for, like Harry Reid or John Boehner, who, you know, think that they smell plebes. Anyway, number four, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. We certainly see that. That's one of those non-choices that I talk about that they give us. And by the way, the free trade discussion is a misnomer. One of these days I have to do a show on that too. You have this overarching umbrella called free enterprise. And they try to take that away and manipulate it, really is what they do, control it and manipulate it. And then they say free market. Free enterprise, free market, free trade. And if you think about it, you know, free enterprise, you're free to do whatever you want. Nah, you can't quite do whatever you want. Because remember, it's a Soviet system. We'll control everything with permits and licenses and things like that. But hey, we have a free market. You can do whatever you want in the marketplace that we created, that we manipulate and control, as long as it's within these boundaries, the market that we created, because we control the enterprise. And then all of a sudden they calcify that, and all of a sudden that is etched in stone, the market that is. And all you have is this little area beneath a market that's etched in concrete, like Trotsky said, when the state becomes the sole employer. And of course, you know, opposition becomes death by a process of slow starvation. You can't, there is no market. If you're not working for the state, that's the only market. And then you can trade within that market because the enterprise and the market are both rock solid. There's nothing you can do there. So you have this umbrella, big umbrella, free enterprise, beneath that smaller umbrella, free market, beneath that smaller umbrella, free trade. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Number five, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Number six, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Again, Barack Obama administration. Remember I mentioned, you know, and I need to go back to a follow-up discussion. Speaking of last week, just as an aside, you know, I will do a follow-up piece. I thought about it after the fact, and I listened. And the piece that I intended to do in the lead-up to Thanksgiving, I'll admit, it was kind of a rice cake. It's difficult, though. You know, it's hard to pin down the real issues that you can actually talk to people about without them going off into some kooky, presumptive assumptive, erroneous conclusion. That's what everyone does. I will say again, I was reminded of an email that was exchanged, and someone was questioning a particular point about Barack Obama, challenging someone who was a Barack Obama supporter, basically saying, are you sure about this? No mention of any other candidate, and the person sent back, stop sending me this McCain propaganda. Well, I can guarantee you the person that sent the email was not a McCain supporter, and there was no mention of it from what I heard. McCain, that is. Those are the kinds of conclusions people are jumping to. It's interesting. You know, we're an overweight generation or nation, but most people shouldn't be with all the conclusions they're always jumping to. That's a lot of exercise they should be getting. Most of us. I suppose I should throw myself in because I'm guilty of that far too often. Anyway, number 7, grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. Number 8, set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 55 to settle the Germany question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Prolong the conferences to ban, number 9, prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the U.S. has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Number 10, allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. This is, I don't have a whole lot of time left in the segment. I might have to come back and address some more of these. Number 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. I hope some of these are sounding familiar. I mean, I hope this, you know, it's like the 10 planks. Lockstep. And you hear them all around the world. It's interesting. You know, we get these newscasts in English from people that speak broken English. World leaders. Why do you suppose they're speaking English? Could that be the same discussion that I was talking about with the signs? You know, you look around the signs in this country. Just look. Pull up a, you know, go to Google Images and pull up a series of images of protests or something. You'll see ragtag signs here in America. You look at the Middle East, the war-torn countries. They must have a Kinko's on every corner because you watch C-SPAN or you watch CNN or you watch Fox or MSN or whatever, MSNBC, and you see these beautiful signs that will cost us at least $100 to make. Probably more in some cases. These beautiful screen-printed signs that are perfect. Where are they getting these signs? Number 12. Well, let me finish number 11. Number 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. And parenthetically, some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other, as they are now doing in the Congo. Number 12, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Number 13, do away with all loyalty oaths. They do have oaths, though, that we just don't hear about publicly. 14, continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. And again, I mean, I've done shows on several of these. Definitely that last topic, capture one or both of the political parties in the United States, that is, this is why I say, you know, the fighting was over 60 years ago. And these are points that are outlined. These people are deadly serious that follow these objectives. And how can you be sure? Well, look around you. How is the state behaving? How is the world behaving? We live in a little tiny community we call the world. These people have all but taken over, and the Fowler's snare is coming down now. Number 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. That's a tactic that we see used on a national all the way down to a local level, at every level. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. They've gone way beyond that. Which gets into a point that I probably should mention before I forget, because I was thinking about that earlier too. They've gone so far beyond that that the teachers are actually ministers of communist propaganda unwittingly. And I tell you, there are some teachers with the best of intentions and great hearts, but they don't have any idea what they're doing. And I've met some of them. And they need to do some homework. The teachers are, in a lot of cases, because of the institutions they're coming out of and the way they've been Sovietized and indoctrinated, they are literally the best sources of communist propaganda and ideology. And unwittingly, they're just great. They're doing their job perfectly, which gets to a point that I was going to make as a brief aside. There are a number of people, you know, if you have something like a roach problem, for example, you could set out some roach bait. And the roaches, some of the roaches would come out and grab some of that, and they think it's food, even though there's a little bit of poison in it, right? So they grab it, and what do? They take it back to the colony, and hopefully the rest of the roaches eat it and die, right? And if you apply that same analogy to a lot of the stuff that floats around sometimes in the, quote, patriot community, there's a lot of arsenic laced in the stuff that sounds really delicious. And so you take it and you carry it off, and guess what happens? I mean, I've talked about that before, but it does happen. You know, think about it. I did a show on that a few Thursdays ago, or maybe it was a Friday, right after a Thursday, but talking about the fact that this is what happens sometimes. You know, people get a piece of information as an example. This is just one case scenario, one example. There are many others, as you know, but for example, somebody gets a hold of a piece of information somewhere that might not be, there's something not quite right. Maybe the place that they got it, or maybe the information is packaged with some other information that is unverifiable or is controversial, we'll say, maybe. They present it to a friend or a family, and the person looks at the credible stuff and goes, wow. And then they see this other stuff, and they go, oh, man, you're giving me this stuff? And then guess what? The whole thing, the baby gets thrown out with the bathwater. Now they're not going to listen to anything that person says anymore. They're not going to look at the real stuff anymore. Example of just how people are, you know, the truth is horrifying at this point. We know the Washington Post article that people have been talking about this week, 20,000 troops, saw an article referring to it today. Actually, it's still banging around. It was a great article. I was talking to a woman, I mentioned this, and she literally said, I mentioned Washington Post, CNN, General Victor Renwart, commander of NORTHCOM. This is the head military dictator of FEMA, so to speak. And she says, what if it's all made up? Okay, Washington Post, CNN, General Victor Renwart, what if it's all made up? I don't know where to go from there. So anyway, that's all very credible, very reliable information. So to take a step back from there and to think how people would respond, this is a person I know very well, by the way, to think of how people would respond to information that is not highly credible or easily vetted and sourced, you start to see how it poisons the whole message. And then that creates the friction between those two people. The person who gave the message is insulted because the recipient will not even look or listen. the recipient's insulted because this person hasn't done their homework properly. And there, it did its job. It killed the message and the messenger, presumably, in a figurative sense, of course, but you understand the point. So anyway, that's what winds up happening in a lot of the schools. The teachers, you know, take this rat poison to the kids unwittingly, and everybody gets poisoned in the process. Anyway, back into these, and I'm going to have to continue this tomorrow, I'm sure. But this is important stuff. You know, this is important history. And I always say I try to focus on 6 months back to 6 months forward. I wanted to get into some new stuff, but Flora's right, and she's mentioned this before. And the 45 goals, communist goals, are important to cover. So we're going into a break. I'll dive into a couple more of these when we come back. We'll go out, and I'll try to pick up on this tomorrow. And then we'll get into the news, and we'll get off poli-sci for a little bit, I promise. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheTea.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Welcome back to the final segment of the second hour of Road Warrior Radio. And we're going through the 45 communist goals. That was back in the 50s, current communist goals back in the 50s, it's good to reflect, excuse me, to see how far this agenda has advanced since then. And, you know, we have numerous, really myriad quotes along the way. Some of those are always, you know, democracy. The democracy quotes always stick in my mind with regard to this issue. Or, you know, another one that sticks in my mind is John Hyland, one of the good guys, generally, in my opinion, mayor of New York, who said the real menace of our republic is the invisible government, which, like a giant octopus, sprawls its slimy legs over our cities, states, and nation. At the head is a small group of banking houses generally referred to as international bankers. Paraphrasing, he said, this little coterie run our government for their own selfish ends. It operates under cover of self-created screen and seizes our executive officers, legislative bodies, schools, courts, newspapers, and every agency created for the public protection. And that, he said back in 1922, while mayor of New York, from 1918 to 25. So, you know, we've been at this for a while. But back into the current communist goals from 1953, the Naked Communist, Cleon Skousen's book. Moving on, number 18, gain control of all student newspapers. Number 19, use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. And I mentioned the black and white videos from the 60s, and like I said, you know, we had people who were more intelligent than we, better educated, better informed, presumably, and look where we are. We have much work to do. Infiltrate the press is number 20. And like I said, that was done a number of years ago. Most of us remember David Rockefeller's quote, thanks, you know, it's been great for the last 40 years. Thanks for your silence, press corps. Infiltrate the press, number 20. Get control of book review, assignments, editorial writing, policymaking positions. And you can look to all of the Soviets, I mean councils and think tanks and institutes and policy making organizations for that. 21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Imagine. And with that, we'll conclude. I'll wrap these up tomorrow. It's been an honor and a pleasure, as always. Thank you for the opportunity to hopefully enlighten the people generally. As Jefferson said, so tyranny and oppression of body and mind vanish like evil spirits of the dawn of day. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Decide what to give your